Good morning, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this planet Earth, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission. This is our AM presentation on this very day, the 24th day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now in London is approximately 3.5 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning, the same time in Enugu, the capital of the blessed and holy land of Biafra. It is the same number of minutes past the top of the hour. Wherever you are, irrespective of your time zone, we welcome you. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans in Canada, in the United States of America, those of you in Mexico, in Venezuela, in Brazil, as well as Argentina. We welcome you. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. We are not forgetting those of you in the Caribbean, those of you in Trinidad and Tobago, those of you in Jamaica. We are not forgetting those in the Cayman Islands, those of you in Hawaii, wherever you go to on the face of this planet Earth. There are people listening to Radio Biafra this very moment. And as we keep saying, every important personality, everybody who wants access to unrestricted news coverage bordering on the damnable existence of the people in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, the only place to go to is Radio Biafra. That is why we come to you two times every blessed day, in the morning here and also in the evening, irrespective of where we are. Unless I am traveling, that is the only time you may not be able to receive Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are, and we ask you to please go to www.radiobiafra.co. There are two things you must do every day. Go to radiobiafra.co if you want all the latest breaking news regarding or relating to the restoration of this very fine project, this project that is Biafra. If you want to know anything about life in the zoo, what is happening to our people, how we are existing, what we need to do to survive as a people, the only thing you need to do is to go and look for Radio Biafra. Very, very important. Every morning without fail, you should set going to Radio Biafra as your alarm wake up. That is what you must do every blessed morning, regardless of where you are on this very planet Earth. The first thing you do when you wake up is to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Also, ask your friends to go there as well. They can listen to our previous broadcast. They can browse the news we have. You can also leave us a comment. Most of you do not know that you can leave us a comment when you go there. We only have a few more days to our Days of Atonement, starting 4 p.m., we've been told, 4 p.m., wherever you are, on the 3rd of October, going into the 4th of October is the Days of Atonement, as is written in the scriptures, as is contained in the Bible. We are continuing to present ourselves before the Almighty God for His grace. We are continuing to remind Chukwu Abiama of His promise also to our ancestors. We are going out there to pour out all that we are as a people, what we have done wrong in the past and what we intend to correct in the future. Because after the 3rd and the 4th of October, things will begin to happen that people have never seen before. That is the Days of Atonement we have selected for our people. Some say that spiritually speaking, it is far more deeper than the 30th of May. I do not think so, but that is what those who of them who are more spiritual than I am think of this very event. And we are therefore going to promote it the best way we can. We are reminding everybody starting from this very day, those of you who are on Twitter, those of you who are on Facebook, those of you on other platforms, on BlackBerry, on WhatsApp, you must tweet, you must message people, you must broadcast it that the 3rd and the 4th days of October of this very year 2014, that Biafrans all over the world will prepare themselves, apply themselves and submit whoever they are to the grace, to the protection of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama. That day is very, very pivotal in our lives, and we must be able to do so. Everything in the Bible, the book of Psalms, is replete with all the verses that we are supposed to get acquainted with. All the places we need to read in the Bible is there for us. It is everywhere in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. It is always there, complete and up to date. We must have this as a matter of routine every blessed year. Yeah, when we go back to the Lord and ask Him to please accept us wholesomely to forgive us our sins, we must proclaim it. We were engaged in slavery. We were engaged in all manner of ill deeds. Many things we did that we should be ashamed of ourselves. But we have come, having recognized the limitations of our powers as human beings, having been corrupted by the influences we found around us, having been damned to eternal death by our association with the Zoological Republic, we therefore bring ourselves before the Almighty Chukwuabiam, that we may be worthy once again, that we may be cleansed, that we may be found worthy once again to be called the children of the Most High God Chukwuabiam. There is no family you go to without having somebody answering Chi or Chukwu in it. There is always something, a reference to the Almighty God. That day we want to say to God that these people you gave these names, Chukwu Emeka, Uchechi, Chukwu Ebuka, Chukwu Nomso, all these names that we bear, that very day, the third and the fourth day of October, we are going to go back to the Lord and say to Him, You are the Lord of hosts. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the architect, the author, the finisher of everything that we are. Therefore, we present ourselves before you. We must do so. That is why here every morning, every evening, we do the same thing we have always done, to give ourselves wholesomely to the protection, to the hands, the blessing, the glory of Almighty God Chukwuabiam. That is why we ask Him to come and be before us, behind us, to our right and to our left, to make sure that this very project that He Himself ordained, this very project that Chukwuabiam said must be done by people who are clean, that we have come. We continue to apply ourselves every day. We continue to ask Chukwuabiam, please find us worthy to continue this very work that we're doing for you, because we are humans. We are fallible. We understand that. But we pray that you please find us worthy to continue to do your work. We consider it a privilege. Coming to serve Biafra is a unique privilege we don't want to miss. That is why we, everything that we are today, everything that we are going to become in the future, everything that you made us be in the past, we offer in absolute praise. We kneel before you, we bow before you, we adore your holy name, we uplift you because you are God. There is nothing else worthy of worship apart from your holy name. That is why now and always we shall ceaselessly apply ourselves in the worship of your holy name, in the nearness to your goodness, so that we may be covered by your grace. Now and forevermore. You say, therefore, wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing, it is your responsibility, it is your duty to please inform those around you. Tell them that Radio Biafra Live Transmission is on. Tell them we are coming to them live and direct. Tell them that we come every morning and every evening without fail, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. This doesn't change, irrespective of where we are. Across the entire 24 time zones of the world, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, people are listening to Radio Biafra at this very moment. We are the largest indigenous broadcaster of its kind anywhere on the face of this very planet. When people call Radio Biafra, your voice will be heard in outer space, even closer to the abode of Chukwuabiam himself. We placed Biafra on satellite. We have Biafra Television going to show on satellite very, very shortly. We are doing all we can to ensure that the dissemination of information, that the dissemination of knowledge, of awareness regarding what we are doing continues unabated. That was where we lost it in the past. This time around, we are preparing in advance. Everything we do, we prepare in advance. We educate our people. We make them to become wiser. We make them aware of what is happening around them. No longer do we have to rely on Yoruba people to tell us news concerning ourselves. No longer are we going to rely on Hausa Fulani people, their sponsored press, to tell us things about ourselves. Now that we have a platform, now that we have a voice, now that those of them who are hopeless will once again find hope, now that those who were once in darkness can again see the light, now that we have done all we can to restore the credibility, to restore the power that our people possess, to restore once and for all the awareness needed for people to articulate a way out of their damnable plight as a result of their cohabitation in that very zoo called Nigeria. That is why we are here, and we are doing it, and nothing is going to stop us from accomplishing it, because Chukwuabiam is our God. Biafra is going to come. Most people do not believe in it. the more people that doubt us, the better for us. Because the fewer we are in number to go and get Biafra, the greater the glory. Not everybody will it be written that, yes, they were involved in the getting of Biafra. Not everybody. We want the names to be, you know, memorable for our children. So that when they begin to read our names in their nursery rhymes, they can remember all the names. So the fewer we are, the better. We are not begging anybody. Why should we beg you to go and seek for your freedom? Why should we beg you? If you want to be a cleaner, then remain a cleaner where you are in the Western world. If you want to be a taxi driver, that is your business. If you want to be a doorman, that is your business. You have chosen the life of slavery. As for us, we are free people. We are Biafrans. We will make every sacrifice necessary. We will do everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. That is key. Truth and honesty, that is key. Any day you discover it for yourself as well, that day you will be worthy to be called a Biafran. And to be called a Biafran means that you're a child of God. That's the meaning of it. To be called a Biafran means you are original. You are a child of God. To be called a Nigerian means you are the product of Satan. That's what it means. You are the child of Lucifer. That's the meaning of the word Nigeria. To be called a Biafran is a special privilege. It is not meant to be spread around to everybody. The same way we shall be once our country comes. Not everybody will be deemed fit to handle a Biafran passport when it will be issued. Not everybody, I tell you that. Only those who are worthy. Because we want good ambassadors everywhere. And as we said before, people listen to Radio Biafra, this very morning I will give you a definitive proof that everybody, as this radio station is on this very morning in Abuja, life has come to stand still. For those whose business it is to steal, to make your life a misery, because everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody copy what we try to do. Anything we do, they want to emulate, they want to copy it. It's a very good thing, because flattery, of course, I would say that imitation is the best form of flattery, I would say. People try to copy us, they keep copying us, and they flatter us in the process. They want to talk like us, they want to look like us, they even want to present like us, but it's impossible, because we are called by God. Any other person called by man, because what we are doing here is a noble and holy project that mankind cannot replicate. What we say, what we do, the strength we derive, all comes from heaven. I tell you that categorically, from heaven itself. If you try to do what we do, you will break down. You cannot do it. It may sound easy, it may look easy, but you cannot do it. Sometimes people say, of course we are not arrogant. We are telling you the fact. Statement of fact. If you like, you join Biafra. If you like, don't join. We're not begging anybody. But Biafra is coming. That is absolute and certain, because we have the key ingredients. Truth and honesty. As long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, there is no country we cannot go into and come out safely. There is nowhere we cannot preach this gospel, regardless of the regime in that very area. It's impossible. There is nothing anybody can do about it. Because Chukwu Buike, in Chukwu Abiyama lies strength, not in man. Therefore, that is where we put all our stock, not in man, because man can let you down. Chukwu Abiyama will never let you down, because he said that heaven and earth will pass away, than his words not to come to pass. Therefore, man is nothing. Once we hold on to Chukwu Abiyama for what he said to us, you come back to me, all your lost inheritance I will restore to you. That is what he said, and that's what we are doing on the 3rd and the 4th of October. We reaffirm that once again and say to the Almighty God in heaven, Chukwu Abiyama, we have come back to you. Do with us as you please, because only him is God. That is why we welcome you wherever you are. Please welcome other people. We are on satellite. We are on a plethora of platforms. RadioBiafra.co, we are there. TuneIn.com, we are there. We are on BiafraVoice.com. We are on BiafraRestoration.com. Radio Biafra is also on RadioForest.net. We are on PeopleOfBiafra.org. We are on IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org. We are on www.ipob.org. If you are lost still, download free Radio Biafra app. If you continue to experience any problem, just go to Google and say, I want to listen to Radio Biafra. That's all. Then you'll see how formidable we are. We have the largest collection of people anywhere on this planet on Facebook talking about Biafra. nearly 500,000 people, nearly 500,000 people discussing Biafra every blessed day, or being made aware of the existence of Biafra every blessed day. We don't relent. We don't stop. We are not going to stop. What we are doing is impossible now. We must continue until Biafra comes and beyond, that all honor and glory may belong to the Almighty God and not to man. We don't do what we do that we may get the glory. No, every glory, every honor goes to God, because that is how we are made, to come here to worship him. That is the essence of our existence, and that is exactly what we are going to do. That is why every day we never cease to offer praise to the Almighty God. The reason why we exist as a people is to praise him. That's all. We know how God was. That's why you were created, to worship God, and that's exactly what we're going to do. And this is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama and not man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. It gives me unique honor and privilege to welcome each and every one of you. And as soon as the barrister himself is able to join us, I shall bring him to you. I will bring him to you once he's able to join us. I welcome you from all the corners of this very world. I welcome you from wherever you are listening to us from. It is your duty to remember the 3rd and the 4th of October, our atonement, every zonal coordinator. It is the duty of the national coordinators to report on the preparedness of the zones. I need this report by Saturday from the head of the Directorate of State, Pichen Nasiebu. I need a situation report on the preparedness of each and every zone in relation to the atonement of the 3rd and the 4th. It is compulsory that every zone participate around the world. Every country will participate. Every family that calls themselves Biafrans will participate. We will not stop until Biafra comes. Anything we look for, we get. Anything we pursue, we hunt it down and we overcome it. We don't stop. When you confront us, there's only one outcome. You will lose. You will lose. Everybody that comes in contact with us, if you are an adversary and a foe, and you think you can make a name for yourself by, opposing us, you will fall. That is one certain outcome. Eventually, you lose. That you may go back and tell your children and your children's children that you came across those people. You did all you could. They stood very firm because indeed God was with them. That is the only way we want you to remember us by. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station, and welcome you wherever you are. Once again, when our lines do open, we shall invite you to please make your views heard, make your opinion heard. Please educate us, enlighten us, because here it is a two-way process. We teach you and you also teach us in return. You learn from us and we learn from you. Everything we do here, for instance, the atonement, did it come from the Ethereal Board of Radio Biafra? The answer is no. It came from a former. It came from people who are observing things that we cannot see. They tell us and say, so says the Lord of hosts. And we do it because in spirit, we understand when Chukwu Abiama is speaking. We know. And we go ahead and we do it. The atonement, we learn from people that listen to Radio Biafra, because they say indeed two heads will be better than one. And it is working here very well. We don't know everything. We're not pretending we do. But we learn everything from you that is worthy to be learned. We welcome you once again. And we continue to urge you to announce the atonement on every social media platform you're on. If you're on Facebook, announce it on your Facebook page. I shall be doing the same right after this very program. The atonement itself, use it as your, what's it called? It's called, is it timeline picture? Is it profile picture? Use it as the main banner, the big picture you have on top of your screen. We want you to use it at that. That is what we want you to do. Put it on all the platforms that you're on WhatsApp, on everything. Please tell them that you are listening. Not just that you are observing the atonement of the 3rd and the 4th of October. The day that Biafra prays. Biafra will pray. We pray all along. Remember our women, we've been fasting and praying all these years. We've been doing that. Is it last Thursday of every month our women, they pray and they fast. All that prayer by our women We said it now. Continue to pray and to fast wherever you are. All our reverend sisters who are praying, those of you in the Catholic ministry who are praying for us, those of you in the Anglican ministry who are praying for us, those of you in Methodist and Presbyterian, all your prayers are not in vain. The prayers you're praying, Chukwu Abiyama is listening. All that small prayers you are making in your tiny homes, in your rooms, in your places of worship, in your place of work, now is now going to affect everybody. Everybody is going to pray on the third and the fourth. If you don't know how to pray, Yeshua taught us how to pray. The Lord taught us how to pray. Jesus Christ taught us how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven. If you don't have anything to say on that very day, just recite the Lord's Prayer. That will be enough. But there must be prayer. There are some rituals that will be coming. Carry that. When I mean ritual, it means a process. And all that ritual doesn't mean something bad all the time, please. Our people must understand English language very well. There is an order of service to be followed. Our high priest did announce it yesterday. It is there on Radio Biafra. Go and download the podcast of yesterday's program. And it is all there for all to hear. It is all there for you. Follow it religiously. That is all we're looking for. And you will see what will happen. Because Chukwu Abiyama is indeed God. And he is your God. And because of that, Biafra is going to come. This is Radio Biafra. Please do not be under any illusion. Do not be in any doubt as to our resolve, our determination, our quest to do what is right, our resolve to ensure that we complete this very project ordained in heaven itself. That is why everything that we do, we wrap ourselves in the protection and the knowledge. We cover ourselves in the canopy of the protection of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiyama. And we shall forever remain grateful to him. That is why when this Biafra does come, which we know it will, we shall offer it as praise to him. The type of place of worship we will build in Biafra land, mankind wouldn't have seen it before. We shall worship him and we shall thank him now and forever. This is Radio Biafra. We shall proceed without further hesitation to our news today. News headlines and accompanying news summary. And when our lines open, please get your pen and paper ready. The number to call is +44 78 313 0836. I repeat, +44 78 313 0836. We have another line as well, which is our universal line. That very number is +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. We are also on Skype, two Skype lines, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. On any of those, you will be able to get us. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. As I keep saying all the time when we are on the air, and as I keep reminding everybody who wishes to listen, people try to copy us. Before, it was the cockroaches working for Rocha Sokorocha. Now, even the government of the zoo, they respond to what we say on Radio Biafra. Therefore, if they are listening, why should you not listen? Following my trip to see our people who are in prison in Indonesia, and following by the pledge, rather, that we made to do everything humanly possible to secure their release, the Zoo Senate, the Nigerian Senate, have come out to back this death sentence against 16 people in Indonesia, ostensibly Biafran people, Igbo people in Indonesia. Having been to the prison and that visit having been reported extensively, some of the people that listen to Radio Biafra from the Senate have decided to weigh in on the matter. And their verdict is that those Igbo children should be allowed to die. That is what they're saying. Have you heard any country in the world before say that they will allow their citizens to die? Only if you come from the zoo. Now you understand what we mean by only Biafra saves. Only Biafra can save you, nothing else. Only Biafra, through the grace of God, can save you. Is it not now very clear? And our people are listening in Indonesia right now, this very minute, because the time now is past, if I'm not mistaken, it is past 1 p.m. in the afternoon in Indonesia, nearly 1:30 in Indonesia. I hope all of them are listening, my good brother, all of you there who are serving one sentence or the other. Some of you that I wasn't able to see, those of you on death row that I wasn't able to see, but I'll be going back to go and see them. I'll be going back to Jakarta, Indonesia, ostensibly to go and see the people in death row. I will go to see you. Don't worry about that. And we'll do everything humanly possible to bring you out. Nigeria said you should die. Why did they say you should die? Because your names are not Haruna or Baba Shehu, whatever rubbish they give themselves in Yoruba land. Because your names are Chijioke, Chukwumi Ijem, Chikamnario, that is why they want you to die. But because we believe in Onurubewan Nabaloso, we cannot abandon those of you that have been abandoned in the jails of Far East Asia. We will not abandon you. The ring that I was given is a constant reminder of this very pledge, and we must fulfill it. We must fulfill it. Those of you listening from Indonesia, especially those of you who are in jail, do not lose hope. The world knows about your plight. The Nigerian Senate, having discussed it, the Senate of the Zoo, they said you should die. But we know you are not going to die, because Chukwu Abiyama is God. That is our signature headline today. We must continue to go and bring you the rest of the headlines before our news roundup, and then we go to open the lines to take your calls. But please, wherever you are, go to your any platform you're on, BlackBerry, WhatsApp, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, let the world know that on the 3rd and the 4th of October, that Biafrans will be worshipping their Father in heaven, God in heaven, Chukwu Abiyama. That day, we offer ourselves in total submission. I am very happy for all the reverend fathers who have been calling. I am grateful to all the priests who have been calling us to say they are in support of this very thing that we are doing, and that they will be telling their congregation as well that this very work, this prayer session, which is a combination of all the fasting, all the things that our women have been doing over the years, it has now come to a head. It has come to a head. And we are going to make it happen. That day, we want to disturb God in heaven. Chukwu Abiyama is weekend. We will keep. Imagine when his name will be called at the same time across 24 time zones. Do you know what it means? It has never happened before. Never before. Even when the Israelites were crying in Babylon, they were only in one place. But can you imagine people crying and saying the same thing all the way from Japan in the east and all the way to Honolulu, USA in the west? Everybody saying the same thing. Everybody crying and calling upon the name of the Lord at the same time. No. He cannot. He can't. It is impossible. Now, I want you to understand the magnitude of what the 3rd and the 4th of October means for us. Chukwu Abiyama will be called upon. The Most High God in heaven will be called upon at the same time everywhere the sun rises and sets. At the same time. Do you know what it means? Most of you don't know, because some are not spiritual enough. Go and think about it. Think about it. The first time in the history of mankind, because we are the children of God, therefore, when we worship him, we do it in style, in a special way that mere mortals cannot understand. That Chukwu Abiyama's name, because he said that from the beginning to the end of time, from where the world starts from to where it ends, that men must know that he's God, and he is using his children, the Biafran people, to remind humanity that Chukwu Abiyama is God, by calling his name across the entire face of the planet at the same time. Ozola now is complete. And then you will see what he will do. I told you after the cenotaph, you see what will happen. What happened? Things began to unravel. The Ifajina of our time was unmasked and he's on the run. Every criminal from everywhere was taken away. And the road became very clear for us to go and get Biafra. Very simple and very straightforward. Now, after this very one, Chukwu Abiyama will go after our enemies. Not us. He said the battle is his. You will see what will happen. Because I said before that we have the key. People don't know this. We have the key to the heart of God. We know what to do and he will bless us. That is the secret. Most people don't, that is a particular method to this very thing. That is something that we will do. The blessing from Chukwu Abiyama can never stop. We don't have money, that is true. But there is nothing we want to do we've never been able to do before. Nothing. That is how formidable we are. Not out of our own strength, but by the might and the grace of God in heaven. On the third and the fourth, he cannot ignore us now. If he's in Japan, looking at Japan, he will hear us. He comes to Indonesia, we are shouting his name. When the sun comes to Japan, we are there. See, in India, in Pakistan, anywhere that God, because he's watching over the earth, there is no place where he is looking that his name will not be mentioned. How can he then escape us? Even the angels will join in and say, have they not suffered enough? Release them, because they are indeed contrite for their sins. They have forgiven themselves. Please, you must forgive them. That day, third and the fourth. Now you understand the meaning of it. From heaven itself, there is nowhere that Chukwu Abiyama is looking or the angels are looking that we will not be mentioning his name and asking for forgiveness at the same time. How can you ignore it then? Now you see our secret. We know how to tap into the vast resources of the spiritual realm without apologies to anybody. This is Radio Biafra. This is not CNN or people. No, here we are the children of God. That is why we mention his name and can never be tired calling his name. We are. Maybe you are not. We don't blame you, but we are. And we are proud of our Father in heaven. Very, very important. We continue. Following my visit, I said to Biafrans in prison in Indonesia, the Nigerian Senate have now decided to have a debate on the fate of our people in Indonesia. And I thank them. The senator that brought this up, I thank him very much. At least he listens to Radio Biafra and was able to bring it to the floor of the House. You may forget them, but we will not. Because they are not Nigerians, they are Biafrans. Because of that, we will not forget them. They are our own. Nigeria will always forget you, as we told you, that Nigeria is not a place for any human being to be in. But we, Biafrans, we cannot abandon those in Indonesian jail. It is impossible. We cannot abandon those in jail in Malaysia. It is inconceivable. Those of you in China, anywhere you are in prison in the Far East, know ye that today we are thinking about you and shall always do, and fighting very hard to ensure that your plight is highlighted before the world, that nothing will happen to you until we come to take you home. We will do so by God's grace and not the grace of man. We continue. House of Representatives split over seized 9.3 million cash. They are always splitting once it has to do with money. You see the zoo, they appear. They emerge miraculously from nowhere. Money sharing. That is the best thing they understand. Nothing excites them like money. Once it comes to money sharing, oh my goodness me. There is nothing they will not do. Those people. Money sharing is their forte. To share money. Here they have come again. 9.3 million cash. Money all the way. Only in the zoo. The tuberculosis himself, TB Joshua, the Yoruba man turned prophet. How a Yoruba man can be a prophet, I do not know. But many things happen in the zoo. Very strange things happen in the zoo. We continue. TB Joshua synagogue, don't give him visa. ANC youth tell Zuma. These are ANC youth. Now, Biafran, you should copy from these people. And this is the reason why I believe that most of these kids you see running around, even in APC, not in APC, everything Biafra. You know, they even have APC, youth wing, Biafran version of it. And then you have the adult wing, who are goading on the small children to be running around looking for money. As small as they are. Looking for APC, looking for Rocha Sokolacha, looking for who we get. As small as they are. Looking for money. Small children looking for money. Very sad indeed. ANC youths, we are telling our children how to do things, our youths. Their relatives were not even killed or they didn't even travel to the zoo. But they are telling their president, do not allow the man responsible for the death of about 300 people to come to South Africa. But compare and contrast that with the youths of Igbo land that goes to pay homage to Gowon. That killed 5.2 million of them. People say we are radicals, we are radicalizing our youth. Of course, yes. We want our youth to think like the ANC youth. That when somebody's life is threatened or endangered abroad, that you rise up and you say that this is bad. Because tomorrow it could be you. That is the essence of it all. Tomorrow it could be you. That is why we need to be very careful. That is why we need to be very diligent. That is why we need to be very focused. When it concerns our people, Biafrans, we must rise to their defense. We must go to defend them. Senate investigates TB Joshua synagogue building collapse. The same Senate investigated Ezu River. Where is the report of the Ezu River? After the 4th of October, after our prayer to Chukwu Abiam, our fasting and prayer, we are going to dedicate ourselves to getting the Ezu River autopsy report. We must see it. Peter Obi said when he leaves office, we want to see the full autopsy report and the report of the Senate published in full that the public may know what happened. Then they will know how strong we are. By the time we are finished with them, the autopsy report will be published, will be made available. The Senate report will be published in full. There you will see how Peter Obi ordered for the massacre of your own children. You will see it now. We know what the original report looks like. If they doctor it, we are also going to know what it looks like. Then you will know that we are serious about what we're saying. Onurube Nwanagaha was not in this. We are not like all those people who was really care. You abandon your people. They're still in mortuary. MASOP members are still in mortuary since 2005-2006. Not buried. There are most of them languishing in prison. Nobody cares after. Nobody looks for. Nobody gives a damn about them. Whereas he wants to contest for Senate. Okay, Sona Banyanaji. The Ifajuna. He's worse than Ifajuna. Owazurike, Rafael Owazurike is worse than Ifajuna. And all those little children fathered by Hausa Fulani men following this malam, following this idiot. No, it was those of you that lined up the road the day that your brother Al Mustafa came. Have you forgotten that Mohammed Abacha and Al Mustafa came to Okwe? You lined the street for him and gave him to the one gun salute. When he was going, he should have taken all of you with them to go back to Ugwawasa. Useless people. Awasa man will come to your place to give him 21 gun salute because you have no shame. You turned Biafra into a criminal organization. Owazurike used the name of Biafra and turned it into a type of mafiosi, a type of gangsterism. Where people no longer are able to reason properly like human beings. But unfortunately for them, and light came and darkness could not comprehend it. That is why they are in disarray. Light came, only light, nothing else. We shone some light on the nonsense going on and it all fell apart to pieces. The man is a certified criminal. Anybody will point at you and say, "Onya, Onya, Joy, go back and check it. The person is evil." Peter Obi's own will start from the 5th of October. We begin a series of revelations about him that people don't know about. We are going to start with a Ezu River autopsy report. We want to see the autopsy report. How did 84 of our children end up in Ezu River? Then you will know that anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. Gospel. Some of you are afraid to speak. That is why Igbo land is as ugly and as filthy as it is. That is why you have idiots and embezzlers in Ohanaeze. Because people are scared to speak the truth. What is wrong with you people? Don't you realize why you're very poor and wretched? Unu eriji na Amsterdam. Ufodu eriji na Toronto. Mad people. What happened to your land? Because of your belief in lies and deceit. That is why you're holding New Yam festivals outside your land. Most of you don't know what the meaning of Ayajoku. You don't know the meaning of New Yam festival. If you know the meaning of it, you will come back home to go and do it at home. You go back home to go and do it. They claim they are Christians. They can't read the Bible and understand the depth and symbolism of it all. Mad, deranged people. This is Radio Biafra. The Senate to investigate the TB Joshua building collapse. Please, as they are investigating, we want the result of the Ezu River a Zoo River investigation by the Senate. When you hear Senate investigates, you think they're human beings, but they're not. Biafra Day of Atonement is on the 3rd and the 4th of October. It is still here. People are making preparations all over the world. Churches are preparing for this very day. Everybody is making arrangements to make sure that Biafrans flocking, if you're a minister, you open up the doors to your congregation, to your church, that they may go there to go and pray to the Almighty God, to Gwabiama, for him to have mercy and give us Biafra, so that we may use this same Biafra to worship him in truth and honesty. And now the news in greater detail. If you're joining us, please, for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra live transmission coming to you on this very day, the 24th day of September in the year of our Lord, 2014. The time here now is approximately 17 minutes to 8 a.m. in the morning, the same time to the top of the hour, wherever you are around the world. The Senate of the Zoo backs death sentence for 16 Nigerians in Indonesia. By 16 Nigerians, they mean 16 Igbo people. Let's continue. The Senate on Tuesday distanced itself from calls to intervene in the plight of the 16 Nigerians facing death penalty for drug trafficking in Indonesia, saying they must face the full brunt of the law. This followed my visit to Indonesia prisons that was widely reported on Radio Biafra. And one of the senators, having listened to Radio Biafra, picked up the same issue and tabled it before the Senate. And as a matter of fact, they debated this very issue and nothing came of it. They said that our people must die. But we're not going to abandon them. I continue. The same Senate also urged the federal government of the Zoo to wash its hands off any attempt to intervene in the matter. So the work that the indigenous people of Biafra are doing through Radio Biafra to intervene, they are saying that the government should not intervene in this very matter. The Senate is telling them that the government should not intervene in the efforts being made by Radio Biafra and by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra to release their own people from jail who are there. How many British people are serving various jail terms around the world for drug trafficking? And what is the British government doing about it? They always bring them home. How about the US government? They always bring them home. But our people are being killed. Two people were killed last year. And we are also told about four people were also killed in Malaysia. We must bring our people back home and understand the reason why they are in that plight in the very first place. The predicament they're in. Why are they in that mess they're in it? Because they come from a place called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We must not forget that in the first place. Very, very important. No school fees, no infrastructure, nothing at all. No startup in life. That is why people dabble into crime. What are the causes of crime? Why do people dabble in it? Why do they dabble into it? We must be able to investigate and find out. We continue. All these things are in response to my visit to Indonesia prisons, you see. The Zoo. They will not give us credit for it, but who gives a damn? As long as the right thing is done. As long as our people are released. We continue. Over 300... Nigerians, that is this very line I have to read so that people understand. The Senate of the Zoo urged the federal government to wash its hands off any attempt to intervene in the matter, as the Senate had been fully briefed on the matter and the attended consequences. Over 300 Nigerians are said to be serving various jail terms in Indonesian prisons for peddling hard drugs, while 16 of them are now on death row. The Senate reached the resolution after a motion brought by Senator Matthew Nwagwu. I thank Senator Matthew Nwagwu, who is a very keen and avid listener of Radio Biafra, for tabling this very motion. He chairs the Senate Committee on Foreign Affairs. He raised the matter concerning the plight of the Nigerians. He had urged all the persons numbering 16 who were languishing in Indonesian jails and called for an intervention of the federal government to either reduce or review the cases against them. He said, I have called Minister of Foreign Affairs and he assured me that he will get in touch with our mission in Jakarta. Although he was of the opinion that most of the issues related to drug offenses, I wish to suggest that we invite the Minister of Foreign Affairs to address the Senate on what is happening and what can be done to reduce or review some of these cases. When I said we are formidable, people don't quite understand. Wherever we go to, people want to copy what we are doing. We went to Indonesia to highlight the plight of our people who are in jail. And now our Senator Nwagwu, who is a very good man he is, raised the issue by virtue of his position in the Senate. And the Senate said no. because there are Igbo boys who are in jail. They should die. Have you heard of a country do that before? Never. Never, ever, ever. Let us continue. The same way I went to Jakarta in Indonesia, so are they planning to go as well? To go and do what Radio Biafra just did a few days ago. It continues to say, this is according to Senator Nwankwo. Unfortunately, in the 6th Senate, we took up this matter and we went and we sent a delegation to Indonesia. I think it was Uche Chukwumerijah who raised the issue to Indonesia, Singapore, China, and they brought a report back that all the people on death row were people who had gone for trafficking in drugs and they had exhausted all the legal systems possible. That is not how to do it. You offer the government of the country anything it takes in order to bring back your people. And then you caution them not to do that again. Britain does it all the time. Go and look at the history of Britain and drug traffickers who are Britons. And it is there for all to see. They always bring their people home. They go and cut a deal and bring them home. Those of them who are on life are committed to life. And from life, their sentences are reduced. They come back to the UK to finish serving their sentence. That is how you behave if you're a diplomat. But because some of these, not some, all of them are primarily Igbo kids, Biafran kids, they want them to die. They use kids in a very, kind of, how can I put it, as a term of endearment. Because most of them are very young. Most of them are very, very young. Because where we come from, you're still a kid even if you're 40. Most of them are younger than or lower than 30 years of age. That tells you. And their mothers are suffering back home. They think that their children are abroad, not knowing that the child could be killed any moment from now. Ask yourself, if that was my brother or you as a mother, how about if that were to be your child? How will you feel? These are the things you must bear in mind. The House of Representatives split overseas 9.3 million cash. The House of Representatives was sharply divided yesterday with the APC members staging a walkout over failure of the House to commence debate on the $9.3 million cash that was allegedly smuggled into South Africa by two Nigerians and an Israeli for the purposes of purchasing arms for the Nigerian intelligence services. The Senate on its part said it has commenced investigations into the arms deal, which the federal government said was a legitimate transaction. If it was a legitimate, I say, this is something about black people in this UG that I find astonishing. I don't know if any of you has ever filled a landing card before coming into the zoo, or if you're leaving. They will tell you, if you are carrying financial instruments worth over $10,000, declare it to the customs. Do you remember? It's on the landing card, or is it whatever rubbish they have? So how come $9.3 million was taken out of the zoo? Did they fill it? Because they said they went to an aeroplane. Did they fill in the requisite customs card to say we are taking out of the zoo $9.3 million? You see, that is the thing about our people. They make laws and they break it. You said if you're taking out a, go and look at the landing or the departure card at the zoo's airport. You see it there. If you're taking out more than 10,000, or if you're bringing more than 10,000 in financial, you know, this grammar, financial instruments, you must declare it. Please, what happened to the 9.3 million you exported to South Africa? Did you complete the requisite forms? If the answer is no, then both Jonathan and the Attorney General of the zoo must be made to face the law. We don't care if it is from the intelligence service or from the unintelligence service. The fact of the matter is that you broke the law. The law says if you are taking out money worth over $10,000 or bringing in money worth over $10,000 and above, you must declare it. But this one was not declared. That is why people that practice law in the zoo, anyway, I don't blame them. You can see what they're doing. They take Nigeria to court to get independence in the Nigerian law court. And the case has been adjourned for nearly 2 years. That is what happens when you practice law in a lawless country. It doesn't work. We continue. The African National Congress Youth League has called on the Jacob Zuma-led South African government not to issue a visa to the general overseer of the Synagogue of All Nations Pastor Temi Tokwe Joshua. Joshua had expressed on Sunday his desire to visit South Africa to commiserate with the families of their citizens that died. The country who lost their lives, the people from the country, South Africa, who lost their lives when a building in the church collapsed on September the 12th. And South Africans are saying, we don't want to see you. If it's in Biafra land, the Igbo used to go and sew uniform for you. Igbo youths in Ohanaeze. They sew uniform now. With the head of TB Joshua, that is, the general overseer is coming. Our penchant for stupidity is amazing. There is no honor. People don't know the meaning of the word honor. You don't have any dignity. No honor. Look at children and youths of South Africa are saying, no, don't allow him to come. Threatening their president, don't allow him to come here. If it's Igbo people, oh, please come. General overseer is coming. You go and sew uniform for Yoruba man. We must learn. That is why we went to school, so we can learn. We urge you, please, to try and learn as well. The 2 weeks after a guest house at the Synagogue Church of All Nations collapsed, with the death toll at about 110, the Senate has set machinery in motion to investigate the incident. Already, the chamber had mandated this committee on lands, housing, and urban development to organize a sensitization public hearing on the menace of collapsed buildings in the zoo. You know, these senators, they don't really have to worry about collapsed buildings because for some of them, their houses are in New York, in London, in Geneva, in Zurich. Most of them have houses in Vienna. Some go to Dubai to buy their houses. Some have houses in Kuala Lumpur, all over the places around the world. Where buildings don't collapse, they have houses. But there are senators and House of Reps in places where buildings are collapsing every blessed day. They're about to hold another Senate investigation, another Senate inquiry into the same rubbish. What happened to all the Senate inquiries that were held in the past, especially Ezu River? What happened? What happened? Nothing. So this will be another rubbish. What they want is maybe TB Joshua with Yoruba people in the Senate will organize for him to come there and preach. And somebody will say, okay, don't worry, I'll rebuild that guest house for you. And that will be the end of the investigation. Because you are dealing with animals in the zoo. Animals. Nigerians are animals. Worse than animals. Worse than animals. The finest collection of animals you can ever imagine is in that zoo they call Nigeria. We continue. Our Atonement Day is on the 3rd and the 4th of October. For most of us, we don't know the meaning of the word atonement. We have tried to provide a running commentary or an explanation as to what is required of us. The act of atoning for sin is called atonement or propitiation. It has been found that we left our ways with God, Chukwu Abiama, and adopted the ways of others, that God have also forsaken us and given others the powers to stick in our naturally blessed land to the extent that the majority of us are now in exile as slaves. Of that matter, in other nations, while ours is suffering, especially our people in Indonesia who are facing death sentence. Malaysia the same. Because we followed the ways of other people, started to worship other gods, Chukwu Abiama kindly handed us over to the gods of those people. That is why we are slaves. Slaves in other people's lands. That is why we are looking for Biafra, that we may no longer be slaves. That is why we are doing what we are doing. Most people don't understand. The reason why we do what we do is so that we will no longer be slaves. And on the 3rd and the 4th of October, it has been selected in this month, in the month as well of the double blood moon, that we may be able to reconnect once again with Chukwu Abiama. Very, very important. Our own God. You see, when I do things in life, I do things based on evidence. Evidence. If you go to every family in Biafra land, you will hear Chukwu this or Chukwu that. Praise of God. Chi this or Chi that. Chi Wendu. In every household, you hear people mentioning God. But the same thing cannot be said about other gods that we are now worshiping. Never. In every house, in every family household, you hear chuku this or chuku that. But we cannot say the same thing for the new gods we adopted. Those have half tongue, you should try and count your teeth with it, would have just said. There is chuku everywhere. You see, life is full of evidence. What it's telling you is that every blessed day, by the names we give to our children, keep reminding us that Chukwu Abiyama is God. Don't worship anything else apart from Chukwu Abiyama. Because if there is any God higher than Chukwu Abiyama, we would have given, each family would have given their children the name of that God. You see? And when we were worshiping Chukwu Abiyama, we were not slaves. We only became slaves as we started worshiping other gods. Go and think about it. Is a historical fact. Historical fact. When you were with Chukwu Abiyama fought a war for you. Most of you don't know this. Hausa people sent an army from Zaria. The army came to come and conquer our people. This same army marched, the same way they conquered Yorubas, they marched all the way to Benue, to Idoma land, and that army was perished. The army was destroyed. The army perished, not was perished. I must speak correct grammar here. That very army perished in the plains of Benue. Why? Because they were killed. Chukwu Abiyama destroyed them and sent them back to Zaria, those that survived it. But Chukwu Abiyama did not intervene in the case of Yoruba land, in the case of Dahomey. He did not intervene in Togo, never intervened in Ghana, did not intervene in Senegal. All these places, Islam made it from the Sahel to the sea, to the Atlantic Ocean. But the only place that Islam did not make it to the ocean is in Biafra land. And before then, there was no white people from Europe telling us who to believe in. No, we had only Chukwu Abiyama. And Chukwu Abiyama fought for us. But the only other time we encountered a war following the gods of other people, we lost comprehensively. Chukwu Abiyama abandoned us. Go and think about it very hard. When I do things, I base it on evidence. What has been tried and tested, verifiable. When we were worshiping God and calling upon the name of the Lord God, Most High Chukwu Abiyama, enemies came to attack us and they died. When we started to follow the gods of other people, they came and they slaughtered us in our millions. Now you think long and hard about it. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news presentation this very morning, this very fine morning of the 24th day of September in the year of our Lord, 2014. The time here now is exactly 8 a.m. in the morning, and our lines are open. The lines of Radio Biafra is open. Our phone lines are here, +44208-133-9976. The other line as well is here, which is +44783130836. We are also on Skype, on Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra 1. We are on Radio Biafra, and also we are on Radio Biafra 1. Our lines are open. If you have anything to say, anything at all you wish to bring to our knowledge, please try and do so. And straight away, we are going to the line. The line is open. The first caller today, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Okay, Ikeme.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manchester, my chief. I'm calling from Manchester. Director, I spoke with you last time before you went to Indonesia.
Yes. Go ahead, turn your system down. Go ahead, please, we can hear you. Go ahead, turn your system down. Go ahead.
My director, first of all, before I say something this morning, if you can permit me, sir.
I will. Go ahead.
You know, last time I told you that Nnamdi Azikiwe was raised up in Biafra land and he gave us the Hausa people. And Nnamdi again came up now and he wants to restore and bring Biafra back to Biafra land. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you are choosing. You are a choosing one. My director, what I wanted to let you know is this. Please, if you could, try. Don't use this word, Biafra is going to come. Biafra has been there from the time immemorial, from the time God created, the Chukwuebiam created this world. Biafra has been there. Biafra, many people don't know the meaning, but I want to give it, it's like what you said just lately now before you close up the news. We need not to lecture people about Chukwuebiam. We did not. It's too early. You said something that we abandoned Chineke, that Chukwuebiam. We abandoned it really and faced the God clearly, which is not our God. What I want to emphasize is this. Biafra is what is a deep meaning, which the Igbos or the Biafra, entire Biafra, didn't know about it. Bia means come. Fra ended with son, which is Ra, which is a masculine, it's a feminine name. And that is the son, Anyanwu. So if you mother come and see the son, and son is the only thing, if you without son, you can never live. And we are the son in the zoo called Nigeria. And that is why they don't want us to exist. So if we start lecturing people about Chukwuebiam, Chukwuebiam, which ended with Ma, which is masculine word, M-U-A, Ma. So it's a feminine in a you know, that keynote of Ra and Ma. So we don't need to lecture people until we stand up, you know, squarely and address our youth and our people about Biafra. So if you start telling them Biafra is going to come, it's like we are still searching for Biafra. We have Biafra already. It's in us. We are Biafrans. This is what I want people to inculcate into their brain. We need not to tell people Biafra is going to come when Biafra is already there. From the time God, the Chukwuebiam, created this universe, we are the children of the sun. Ra ended with Biafra. That is Biafra. Ra, the sun. So why are we, you know, trying to tell people about whom they are? We are the sons. We are the children of sons. We are the children of Chukwuebiam. Chineke mere anyị ka anyị dị iche n'elu ụwa. Ha ga-ama ka ya. You know, if we are, I keep on tingling. And whenever you say it, I keep tingling. Ah, mu Ukechukwu. Ukechukwu, Chukwu kere. Chukwu mere. Eh?
Ihe Chukwu kere.
Chukwu kere nweghị nke ya dị n'elu ụwa.
At all, at all. Not at all.
My Lord, I'm telling you, I have a vision that is coming up in Ashton, in here in Manchester. I have a painting which I'm dedicating for this particular exhibition. If anything that comes up with me, if they buy it, that painting, I will use the tithe. If it's 1,000 or 500, then my tithe is 100, I will give it to Biafra. If it's 1,000, the tithe, I will take my tithe and give to Biafra. This is my promise. The coming up the day we are going to have our assignment. From the 1st October, we are starting this exhibition, and it will end up on 31st of October. I promise to give lecture, and this particular painting, do you know the title?
No, tell
the
us.
The Evil Under the Sun in Biafra Land. You need to see the painting. Go to my Facebook, you see it. I think I have already collected you. I have already invited you to be a friend in my Facebook.
Yes, please inbox me after this. If the paintings are, of course, is made by you, we'll put it into Radio Biafra website as well. So we'll announce it there.
All right.
Go ahead.
So, my director, what I'm trying to tell you is that you have to stop emphasizing much about Chukwuebiam, because it's not this time around for us to lecture our...
Are you saying that they may not be able to understand it, and that it's too early for them to understand? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm trying to let you know is that we are looking for another direction. If you are lecturing them about the religions of a thing, they might be confused because they don't know whom they are. Chukwuebiam is too deep. When you said we left our God and squared up with another God, I believe in you. I am with you in the spirit of that particular Chukwuebiam, because those who know it as you, people, we all don't know much about, because you are metaphysically balanced. You are a mystical student. It's not in the making. You are. You are born with it, because you want to go Abiyama. You are Kiregi. Therefore, when you say it, people who are into Pentecostal new whatever they are talking about now might say, oh, this guy is a very, you know, he's talking rubbish. But you are saying the rightful thing. Let them go to the history, like you said. Let them go and search and know exactly whom the Igbos, the Biafrans are, and they will know. We do our things in fours. In three.
Yes, it's in four. In fours, yes. Yes.
We have a case, Ori, Afo, Nkwo. Then look at Igbo, Igbo. Igbo is IGBO. It's four. It's squared. So if you are telling people about it, they will not know it. Only when you start making them to realize whom they are. They don't know whom they are. That's why. I will Abaraka Ahuego. I want Abaraka Ahuego. It's in us. We are creative. I want Yahweja Hoso and Zuru. I want Yahweja Hoso. We are not trying to make people to believe it. It's there.
It's a fact. It's a historical fact. The last time the Muslims came before, when we knew Chukwu Abiam, they didn't succeed. They went back. They were defeated. And then we went and fought a war under a different God. And we lost comprehensively.
Okay. Look at it, my director. When we started the war, when Ojukwu started the war, we have nothing. They started the war with what? With their hands, with sticks. But because we embrace God, which is not our God, that is why we lost. But still, he really sustained us for a while before we lost the war. But that should not make us feel so sorry to whatever that happens to us. Because I have for us, I was not. But I'm against it. I hear Burundi. Come and leave with the Bahara, who could see her, even if he can. But you may make a lot of today. I agree. No, no. What I am saying or requesting is the children of Biafra is to look for good in every circumstance, in every difficult, in every temporary so-called failure. We know we have failure. It's a temporary failure. We shouldn't give up. I am asking you, no matter whatever challenges you are getting from this broadcast, people will be talking whatever they want. But that should not make you to slump. Don't ever give up.
Never.
Please, I'm kneeling down. I'm crying for you. Please. Chukwu Ziteregi, man. Chukwu Ziteregi. I only have a guy here. He have a guy because of what we want to have. That's why they tell you, man. See you. Don't give up. I'm seeing it in vision. I'm saying it.
Impossible. Thank you very much, my dear brother. There is no way that shame can befall them, because as long as I live, Chukwu Abiam knows that there will be Biafra. In my time, I did never sent myself. Never, ever, ever. And what I'm going, I was minding my own business. I said, Bialek was here that you must do it. I did everything to escape, and they said, no, you must do this very thing. That's why I found myself here. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, your second caller today. The first caller set a precedent, which I am sure will be very difficult to match, but I hope you do so. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you clear. Please confirm that you can hear me.
Very well, please go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
First and foremost, good morning, Director.
Good morning.
And I thank very much the first speaking before me.
Yes, he spoke very well. Spoke very, very well.
Yeah. Because of circumstances of things, I couldn't meet up to listen all the first news, but I try. I'm just rushing in now anyway. But I thank God. I thank Chukwu Abiam for that.
Yes, go ahead.
My very self. My name is Benjamin Wokezike Onua. I'm a freeborn of Ngugo Ikeduru.
Yes.
In Imo State, Biafra land. I'm residing here in East London. So, yesterday I tried to to call, but where I am did not permit me so much to call because of someone who spoke in a Radio Biafra. I don't know if he said he's calling from Sierra Leone or somewhere.
Is it Angola, the one from Angola, our brother from Angola?
Yes, thank you. God bless you, the director. So please, my good brothers, my good Biafran brothers and sisters, I'm standing here this morning pleading all of you, please don't try to upset our director. If you don't know what to ask or the advice to give, please relax and listen only to Radio Biafra and educate yourself. Please, all the Biafrans, I'm begging all of you this morning that you should not try to upset our director by maybe advising him wrongly or even pressing him with any word that will make him upset. Why I'm saying this is this. When you go back far back as 18th dynasty, we have Christianity before Christ. This time we worship our Chukwa Biam. Which day did Christianity arrive in the land of Africa? Which day did Awolowo receive bribe to bring Christianity into us? They came from India. If you can take my number and give that brother, I can lecture him very well about what is Chukwa Biam and about what is Christianity. I will not say it on the air. He can go and check himself the meaning of Christianity. He can also go on the net and check the meaning of Islam. Or give him my number, let him contact me. I explain everything to him. So why I'm saying this is because before Christianity, there was a Christianity before Christ. And when you go to the Bible, he's trying to preach about you. The book of Genesis is the only truth you can find in the Bible. But the only lies, the lies there in the Genesis is all the names. Names in the Bible, none of them is existed by them. They change the name in the favor of their names. That's the Europeans. And secondly, this religion we are fighting, we are talking about. Before they came, that was the journey they moved in Germany to stay together and the plan how they will come to invade Africa. The Europeans have been invading Africa every 100 years by war, by slaughtering people. It was too bloody. Now it has changed. Now it's virus. The virus is now existing. Tell this man who is trying to preach you about Christianity to go and search, to go and Google what is called the New World Order. You are talking about Catholic. Tell him to call me. I will lecture him from Rosary to the end, from Genesis to Revelation. So they should not confuse you. You can kill as many people as every time, but you can't kill all of them every time. So they have been confusing us and coming to our place and taking our resources in many ways. But I think enough is enough. If you check, you go back again, the time Aristotle arrived in Africa. That is the BC. The time Aristotle arrived in Africa, the Bible you are talking about is your history. It's you yourself. You are the Bible. And it is a literature that Aristotle stolen from African Museum. There he tried to write about Africa. Before the more intelligent masters, more than him, saw that he has exposed these people and he wrote good about them, then they pick it up from him and start writing about you. The Bible you see there is about you yourself, my brother. It's not there. They created Adam and Eve. They came from Asia. Asia was betrayer. They came with them. When you talk about the Ten Commandments they gave to Moses, this was African.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? We cannot hear him. I cannot hear him at all. I think our brother will need to go and, of course, come and help us to deliver a lecture. He needs to help us come and deliver a lecture. He seems to know what he is talking about. He needs to come and give us a lecture. We have somebody on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Please turn your system down. Turn it down. Turn your system down. Turn it down, please. This is Radio Biafra. I need you to turn down your system. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. What is your name, please? This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where Hello? You're calling us from. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm Kenneth Jonathan. I'm calling from France, Le Havre, coordinator in Le Havre.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Kenneth Jonathan, do you have anybody
yes.
bearing our name in your family? Does our name exist in your family?
Of course.
What is your grandfather's name? Let us forget this, Kenneth Jonathan. What is your grandfather's name?
Oji.
Uh-huh.
Oji.
Better. Let us go with Oji, please. This Kenneth Jonathan, I'm only sure one. Go ahead, please.
Okay, Director, sometimes I have a moto, moto.
That is true. That is true. I know, my brother. I know. Some of us are even having Congolese passport. That's how bad it is. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Welcome, Director. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
I commend you and all our people. All the people who are committed, who are working with you in this project. May God bless all.
He said.
I have two things I want to talk on. It's about, sometimes our people focus on Boko Haram.
Yes.
Yeah, so I want to, let our people know that the issue of Biafra is not only a case attached to Boko Haram. Biafra is a sovereign nation, and we need our freedom.
Yes.
So even if Boko Haram stops today, that we have to fight for our freedom and be free.
Yes.
Because God created us to be free. So people call sometimes, they say they are killing us. Of course, Boko Haram, they are killing us, but they have been killing us before Boko Haram came out.
That is true.
So, our march is not only connected with Boko Haram. It's our march is that we want to be free. God made us to be free, and we have to be free, whether Boko Haram or no Boko Haram. Because being the way the Nigerian the Zoo government is going, tomorrow they will formulate one thing. They say they have killed this person, they have killed that person, trying to deceive the world and deceive even the Biafrans, as if the issue of Boko Haram is subsiding, because the election is coming and all that. That it does not concern us. What we are fighting for is for our freedom, and we have to be free. That's one of my points. The second one is concerning the atonement. The day of atonement, you say the third and the fourth.
Yes.
Okay. The third and fourth, I do not know how the calculation is, because normally if we want to go back to the origin, the day, a day is sunset to sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if it's on the fourth, we do not know whether it's the whole of third and the whole of fourth. And if it is fourth is at the same day that Israel is having atonement, which is Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Yom Kippur in the Jewish language, in Hebrew.
Yes.
So on the 4th of October is Yom Kippur in Israel. And this observing of this Yom Kippur starts from sunset on 3rd to sunset on 4th. That is one day. So I need some clarification on how we are going to observe it. Is it 2 days or 1 day?
It's 1 day now, but it's for us it is 2 days because it starts from 4 p.m. on the 3rd into 4 p.m. on the 4th. So it is
third, okay.
And because we cover the whole world, so the 3rd for people in Japan is not going to be the 3rd for people in the UK, is it? Because they see light before us. And we are going to start from there. So it is 4 p.m. in the evening in Japan, in New Zealand, in Australia. You know, so as their 4 p.m. is coming, they're observing it and going. So it's going to take us 24 hours for everybody to start and experience their own 4 p.m. Do you understand what I mean? Because the 4 p.m. on the 3rd of October in Japan is probably the 2nd. It's probably the night of the 2nd in Los Angeles. Do you understand?
Okay.
So because they have started in Japan doesn't mean we start in Los Angeles. You wait for your own turn to come. Once your turn comes and it is your own 4 o'clock, then you commence.
Okay. That's what I want to get clear to, so that we know how to start.
Yes. So that is, we start, if you're in this, your time zone, if you're in India, your 4 o'clock is not going to be the same 4 o'clock here. So those of us in India will do our own different. Those of us in the UAE, our own will also be different. If their 4 o'clock here is not our 4 o'clock here. So when it gets to our own 4 o'clock, those of us on this axis going back home to Biafra land, we start our own observation of this very great event. And then the time moves on. The next time zone, their 4 o'clock, they also start. And then you end the next day. So when Japan will be ending their own, maybe even some parts of USA will not have started. But it doesn't matter. They have completed theirs according to the cycle of the alignment of the earth and the sun, which is very, very important. Okay? Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if we have anybody. Of course, we do have somebody on the line. And we expect them, please, to try and come back to us if there's another problem. This is your radio station, Radio Biafra. We are here to speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If you have anything you want us to learn from you about, please try and present it. We are live. We are direct to the whole world. For some reason, our Skype hasn't been working. I cannot understand the reason why that is the case. I do not know. Maybe those that Jonathan paid to do their work may be doing their work on our Skype. Our Skype has not been found. I didn't use Skype at all through last night. There was no Skype calls at all. Even this morning, none has come in. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you, my director.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Anayo Chuku Izuku. I'm calling from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, precisely Kanu.
You are in Kanu, in the very abode of Satan himself.
Although I have been calling you before now, I called you the other time when you were in... Hello?
I can hear you. Please go ahead. I can hear you. And the caller on Skype, stay where you are. Somebody called us on Skype. Stay where you are. Go ahead, please, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to talk briefly on the issue of Christians.
Go ahead.
So, the Acts of Apostles, chapter 11, verse 25.
Yes.
So, that place says that... And when they had found him, they brought him unto Antioch.
Yes.
And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christian first in Antioch. So, you see that the people of the Antioch was the people that called the Christians, called the people Christian, and it was in Antioch. So, they saw how the people, how they behave, how they interact with one another, how they share things in common, and that was why they called them Christians, means small God. the people that look like God, the people that worship
Christians means those that act like Christ. Those that behave like Christ.
Yes, act like Christ. Yes, that act like Christ. Yes. And I want to carry again to Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1. Therefore we ought to give more heed, more energy to the things which we had, lest at any time we should let them sleep. For if the word spoken by the angel was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense, then verse 3 said, how shall we escape if we neglect so-called salvation, which at first began to spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that hear him. So I want to comment a little bit on that.
And you very know, briefly, please, if you may. Very, very briefly. 2 minutes. Go ahead.
But, you are the God-sent people, because before I noticed that there is something like a radio theater about 2 weeks ago, I've been praying about the restoration of theater because I know what we suffered that time during the Vietnam and Nigerian War. So I have been praying over it before somebody told me about it, and 2 days later, I went and bought the disc and saw it, and every time I've been listening, your message and all the things you have been saying, so I know that God sent you. So that is why I refer to that Hebrew chapter 2 from 1 to 3. So I don't want the people to, you know, begin to say all sorts of things. You are the God-sent one. So, because if we neglect this so-called salvation, which you have been preaching, because you are preaching the gospel, the Bible is saying that how can we escape if we neglect this so-called salvation? So, I'm urging every one of us, both to Biafra and Diaspora, to try their best to make sure that Biafra comes. So, that is my little contribution. God bless you. Bless all the people that are working along with you and all the Biafrans all over the world. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much and God bless you too. Well made point. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. At last, we have a caller on Skype on Radio Biafra 1, I presume. Please, your name and where you are.
Good morning, coordinator.
Good morning, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Onyekashi Victor Nnabife. I'm calling from Togo.
From Togo, please go ahead. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. Please, I want to use this opportunity to announce to all our Biafra members in Togo that our meeting comes up in...
Please, can you turn your system down or move away from the room? Turn your system down or move away from the room because I can hear my voice coming through your device. Which is not very good.
Go ahead. So I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting on Friday in the evening by 5 o'clock in Okolugo's bar. Please, it's at the back of Yata in Abobokome. Anyone that don't know the place that wish to come should call this number 9965-0040. I take it again, 9965-0040. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That is a meeting in Togo being called, Isn't it quite ironic that the person calling us on Skype is all the way from Togo? That means that our Skype is actually working, which is a very good thing. Why people do no longer wish to use it, I can't understand. Of course, many people call us on Skype. I get the frustration sometimes when you put on hold and sometimes your call not being picked. It's quiet and can be very, very frustrating. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are welcoming you to this very channel, to this very platform. This platform that will seek the restoration, because of course we do agree. We know that Biafra has been existing for a very long time. It was cruelly taken away from us because we didn't value it. And now we are going back because we wish to restore it. That is what we mean by that. You know that English is not our first language. Therefore, sometimes we get lost in translation. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you. And we are asking you, please, regardless of where you are, regardless of what you are doing, the third and the fourth is very, very pivotal. Now that our Skype is working, it has gone into overdrive. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, Director. Can you confirm my call?
I can hear you very well, please. Your name and where you are.
Thank you very much. My name is Ifeanyichukwu Okoli. I hailed from Ogun local government in Enugu State, the capital of Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, first of all, I have to commend your effort and the effort of the whole people that God have installed to bring this great movement to fulfillment.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Indeed, it is my utmost pleasure also to give a very big hand of applause to the whole people that have been engaged in this very movement. It is amazing. It is amazing. I must comment on that. And I also pray that the God that we serve, the God Chukwu Abiamwai that have created the whole universe right from the onset, that have made it to be and will continue to be forever, will bring us to our fulfillment. Yes, once again, I want as well to bring the main point of my calling to the fullness of the knowledge to the whole people across the globe. I am the secretary of the zone here in Catalonia, precisely Girona. I'm about to explain how far we've gone on bringing exactly what we have done to integrate ourselves into the system. As you know that we belong to Spain.
Yes, I know.
Precisely, Catalonia people, where you've come many times now. And as we know that the power have a kind of given, a kind of been, being fully is installed onto zonal part. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiamwai, we have been integrated into the system of the government here. And I'm bringing it to you, Director, please. I would like you to bring it to the fullness of awareness, or rather shedding light to it as you can to the whole people around the globe. Why? I want to give my reasons. Number one is this. If we, the people of God that are light to the whole nation, wherever we are, that will shine to the fullness of mankind, begin right now, wherever we are in the whole world, as this very image has started, to let the people, wherever we are, in every country, from the four corners of the whole planet, to know that we are the people of God in all the zones where we are, exist legally and socially. That will be a very powerful move that the government of each place we are, we know that these are people that are with us. And that will be a very big, big plus and advantage to what we are doing. Why? Because when we get into the government integrated legally, they will now know who we are. Number one. Number two, they will as well begin to give whatever help that they can to us. And by the virtue of right and law, they know that once you are indigenous people of so place, that we are one Biafran people in their system, they know that under the law, we have some advantage that we can obtain from them. Number three, they know that once we are with them, that we are backed by the law as well.
Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead, please. I can hear you. We can hear you very well. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Right. Yeah. I can hear you. I can hear you, Director.
Go ahead. You stopped. I don't know what happened. Please go ahead.
Okay, all right. So I say that, please, I would like you to shed more light to it by urging people all over the whole world, the zonal people, wherever they are across the globe, to get our zone registered. Let me say again, registered. Under the government of the people wherever they reside, be it in Africa, be it in Europe, be it in America, be it in Canada, be it in Far Asia, you have the right, the legal right, to get your zone registered, not just becoming people of Biafran in one place alone, coming together, having a meeting, but getting it registered. It will be integrated in the system of the government wherever you are. That will be a very powerful applause and a very powerful advantage to us. Once again, Director, this is my view, because I cannot tell someone to do something I've not done. And I know that what we've done so far is good. This is my view and this is my advice. And you can do better than that by telling people to do it, because it is normal, it is good, and it is advantageous. Because when this is done, no, another thing I want to add is this, Director, we are people of God. And we are being led in the spirit, and we are the light to let people come out of darkness. So by doing this, they will know around the globe, it will go into record, that these people all over the world, it will be thousands of zones that they are existing officially integrated in their system. And it will be a very powerful magnitude of effort we have done. Another thing I want to add is this, Director. In fact, I'm highly made. My spirit is every day uplifted in this very move we are doing. We already free people right from the birth. Another thing I want to add is this, Director. Not everybody will join this move. We are born free, but not everybody is a leader. There are few people that will lead this very move we are into. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. People will curse you, but be thou cursed who will curse a man of God. People will try to stop you, but that person will be stopped first before you be stopped, which you cannot be stopped. People will try to break you down, but they'll be first broke down before you get to that place and you jump and pass. People will try to disrupt whatever you're doing, but they'll be stopped because you are unstoppable. We are people of God. We are led in the spirit. We are made free. We are legends and we are the light of the world. So what we are doing have been from the onset before the planet was made, and it will continue. We are unique, and that uniqueness is exactly what we are trying to bring to people that are in darkness. Another thing I want to add is this, Director. I know this course is hard. It is not even easy for the people of Israel that are our brothers and our sisters, but they made it at the end of the day. It's not going to be easy, but with God, we'll get to the place. We are born and God is with us. So far, Director, I'm following this very movement. I say to my spirit, I decide and conclude to follow what is right, what is good, that my conscience will tell me, young man, you follow the right thing, you did the right thing, and you get the reward. I don't wait for anybody to clap for me, to give me a hand of applause, or to say, man, you are doing good. No, I don't need that. I'm doing what my spirit told me that is good, because I'm born in the spirit. And I know that by the special help of Chukwu Abiamai, what my spirit told me that I'm doing is the best. And likewise you two, and likewise all the director of states, all the COC, I cannot even mention their name, all over the whole world are listening to me. You go on, you do it, you keep on. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let the people that are mediocre made upon to bring you out of where you are online. Go on, do it, continue doing it. However you can come out, giving what you're supposed to give, being where you want to be, doing whatever you want to do. Don't it. Go on. Don't let people deceive you. Don't let people pull you down. There are mediocre on the way, but God is with us. And God bless you, Director. God bless us, all the whole people of Biafrans, and God bless our land. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well spoken. Forcefully delivered. We welcome each and every one of you. This is Radio Biafra. I need to drink some water. I know that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, my director, can hear you.
Please raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra. Your name, where you're calling us from, will suffice, if you may.
Okay, my name is it will be Ikenna Heisen. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Ifitorifton. They are from line.
Did you come to see me when I was in Malaysia? Did you come out? Hold on. Did you come out to see me when I was in Malaysia?
Okay.
I asked you a question. Can you hear me? Did you come to see me when
Hello?
I was in Malaysia?
Can you hear me?
Because you're listening through your radio. You are listening through your device. That is the problem we have. If you listen to your device, you will not be able to hear me on time. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Amazing. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have our people. They call. They are on hold. I have about three people waiting. I go to them. They're not saying anything. Maybe they're listening to their devices. Yes, can you hear me? What is your name?
Hello?
Yes, what is your name?
My name is Ifeanyi Obirodinma Ilechukwu. Calling from Manchester, from Biafra land.
From Manchester. A lot of us are in Manchester. Maybe I should visit this Manchester. Even the CEOs have told me this morning I need to go to Manchester. Most of you are now calling from Manchester, even more than London, which is a very good thing. Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is your radio station, Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director, I'm just calling to ask you one or two questions.
Go ahead.
I was defeated by one or two people last week about Biafra. And
how did you let them defeat you? How is that possible? I nearly
fought them, believe me, because I'm mad about Biafra, but because of this country law, I couldn't. I whipped. Where they defeated me is, the question is, what was the name before? They said that Odupu announced this name Biafra 1966.
Yes.
So, what was the name before this name Biafra?
It was always Biafra.
And I couldn't answer that.
No, the name was Biafra. You allowed them to defeat you because you didn't have the benefit of the fact that I'm going to give it to you today. So you go back to them and defeat them back. If you inbox me or if you go to my page, not my wall, my page, I have a page, Justin Nnamdi Kanu only is a page. You see the Biafran flag there. If you go there and scroll through the documents I have there, you will see an agreement between Queen Victoria and the people of Biafra, the chiefs of Biafra, and the Shekiri in particular. That was why Ishekiri people were added as part of Biafra. If you go there, you will see the agreement. The agreement is between the representatives of Queen Victoria, in this case, these people, Royal Niger Company, that later turned to Liver Brothers. If you go there, you will see it. The agreement is between Her Britannic Majesty, Queen Victoria, and her descendants, the Empress of India and her descendants, and the chiefs of Ishekiri land. Are you listening to me?
Oh my God. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's breaking up, but I can hear you. Go on.
Please, if it breaks up or anything, it will be on the line. Don't worry about that. Go back to my page. Not my profile is two. One is a fan page. The one you just go and like is a fan page, and the other one is just a normal Facebook. The other one, which is only where you can click like, not add as a friend. If you go there, you will see the document, an agreement between the British people and the people of Biafra. So even in the late 19th century, which is 18-something, there was Biafra. We can go before that. I have a map of 1809. I have a map of 1475. We have all these maps showing that the name of the people is Biafra. Then the question they should ask you is, then why wasn't there any type of government, any type of institution with the capital of Biafra where people can be going to all the time? It's because we have been schooled in the Western way of thinking to think that everybody must have a metropolis where you call a capital. That is rubbish. What we did was to imbibe the autonomy we have in us, freedom. Everybody go on your own and do your own thing. After all, today we have a place called Ekwusigo Local Government Area. That name never existed before. Never existed before. Yeah. But people sat down and decided to come up with Ekwusigo one day, and that is the name of the place now. The same thing happened in Biafra land. People were allowed to go and answer whatever name they want to answer. That is their business. Onyenachia, go and do whatever thing you want to do as long as you're free. So that was why we decentralized so much that people answered their own individual names. Even the word Igbo today that binds the people of the Southeast together was not a universally accepted norm or concept, because Igbo is only a language. Now understand this very clearly. So the compartmentalization, the grouping of people, you know, into what I would call distinct ethnic formations based or around their language is purely a British formation, not natural to us as a people. Therefore, you did not lose the argument. If you inbox me after this program, I will send you links and I will send you maps. So you go and see it for yourself. You take it back to them.
Yes,
and shut
up. I will inbox you about the maps.
Yes.
I need it because what you just did give me now is like you overload my gun with bullet now. And I must go and meet these people again because I told them that I will be back.
Simple. The name was always Biafra. We have the maps. In fact, I will suggest that this is the type of resource that Nonso Ejirika, who is our chief liaison officer, is putting together in Spain. We have all these things. You cannot lose an argument. I'm very glad that you said you lost, which is a very good thing. And you came back to reload once again and go and meet them. And this time around, you will finish them off. They will have no legs to
definitely
stand on. Biafra existed before Britain came into existence. There was Biafra before Britain. Biafra existed before Britain did. We are the oldest people on the face of this very planet Earth. The oldest.
Oh.
I said the oldest. Right. I did not say part of. I said the oldest people ever to be found on the face of this planet Earth. So go back to them and tell them to go and look at the Ishekiri Agreement. Because Britain did not make that agreement with monkeys or with angels in heaven. The agreement, Britain themselves wrote the word Biafra themselves. They used their pen to write the word Biafra. They wrote it. So that means that Biafra existed before any other thing came to that part of the world. So but the only thing is that we were decentralized. I'll give you another example, which we used to finish them off. Remember Greece today. You know Greece?
Yeah.
Greece.
Yeah.
In Greece, they had the Athenians, they had the Spartans, they had the people from Thessaloniki, they had people from Crete. They are called city-states. They were independent people. It was only through conquest and force that they came together to answer Greece once again. But they were on their own. Had history continued, if they were like we Biafrans, which is Ebeberu, Gobren, Kesi, Bebele, Kankukwaya, and people continued to live separately, today you have a separate Spartan nation, a separate Crete nation, a separate Corinthian nation, a separate Thessalonian nation, a separate Athens. That is the way it is. Because we don't believe in having anybody as a king. If we Biafrans had a very powerful king, then you'd have had one big metropolis where everybody would be going to, like London or Paris or Rome. But we are Republicans. Everybody stay in your house. That is why we are decentralized. And that strong name that would have held everybody together, which is Biafra, because there was no king over the children of God. Hence the decentralization of authority and relevance. That is why, you see. And this is Radio Biafra. My dear brother, thank you very much. You have now been armed to go back and shoot your enemies to pieces, metaphorically speaking, not literal, please. Because I love debating. I love it. When people go out to debate Biafra, this is fine and wonderful. Ojukwu did not, I repeat, create Biafra nor declare Biafra. He merely reasserted what was the obvious. And that is why Ojukwu is the Moses of our time. He saw things that other people could not see. God was with him. God was with him. I tell you that. Without God, he couldn't have used the word Biafra. That is obvious. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. We are live. We are direct. And the whole world is listening.
Good morning, Barreto.
Good morning, my dear brother.
My name is Nnamdi Nwanze.
Yes, veteran.
I'm speaking from London.
Thank you very much. That is our veteran, our young veteran, I will say, from London. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Exactly. Please, I should like to talk to you immediately after the broadcast.
No problem at all. Please, I have a lot of people to call. Even our dear brother yesterday from Manchester, I think he also wrote to me saying I'm waiting for your call. So we are going to speak, of course, immediately after the program, because I'll be here in the studio and to do some work. So, of course, we will speak after the program. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we are live. We are direct, as we promised. We are going to do every morning and every evening without fail, without hesitation, without prevaricating, without retreating, and without surrendering. Because we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, and I am not ashamed to proclaim it. I am a non-conformist. I do not conform for the sake of it. If you have anything superior by way of reason or argument, please try and present it. If you defeat me, I will go with you, because I submit to superior reasoning. If you defeat me, I will go with you. This is Radio Biafra. In as much as we are concerned, we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. And for that reason and reason alone, Biafra will come again or manifest in our lives as a genuine functional republic. This is Radio Biafra. Hello. Yes, your name and where you are. Your name and where you are.
Hello, my name is Uche Chukwono. I'm calling from Republic of Ireland. I'm from Amatalangu in Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, no. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Director, I must thank you this morning for the great job that you are doing. And I want to also use this opportunity to announce our upcoming meeting that is going to hold in Killarney County, Kerry. It's going to hold on the 28th of this month, being on Sunday. You know, before in Catalonia, I made an announcement of this very conference that we're going to, the inauguration that we're going to do in Kerry. But due to some circumstances, my national decided to, you know, to postpone it this very week because of our brothers there. They did not make appropriate arrangement of how we're going to do it. You know, their friends always like to do things in a perfect way. So they already came to fix it that they would be very possible to do it on this very coming Sunday, which is 28. So I'm announcing it on the whole world that the Biafrans in Ireland is going to have their inauguration, a new brand that is opening in County Kerry. We are going there to make sure that Biafra start to exist there. They have been formidable. They have been doing a great job there. Even they have started even paying their dues. They have paid their monthly dues, sending to the national treasury. And we applaud them for that. And we're coming down. The whole people in Ireland are coming down there to support them and to put the person that who is going to be our coordinator there and all the officers there. So I'm calling all our brothers, our brethren in this very island, to come out that very day to show them that there is Biafra in Ireland. And I must thank Ugochukwu, who is there working tirelessly with his group there to keep doing his great job in that very place. And I thank my very good national coordinator in Ireland, Azayuba, and every of the coordinators here in Ireland that are doing their great job, and every one of us who are supporting them and doing what we're supposed to do. Director, you guys are doing formidable things. I have to tell you that we will not relent and we will not surrender. This very cause will come to happen. I know that Biafra is at hand and nobody is going to stop Biafra coming. I myself am doing my great job here. I'm working day and night, even in dreams. I walk inside when I'm sleeping. I walk when I'm sleeping because I know I'm doing a great job in my body. Biafra is all over my body. And I must continue to do it until we get this director. So what I want to tell you is, don't even mind the Nigerian Zoo about, I just comment about what you, regarding what you, the news headlines today, about what the Senate are doing, saying about the people in Indonesia. They ignore them. But they, let them not forget that the Western world, where we are living today, they never play with their own citizens. I can remember when two girls went went for a business, and they were trapped down. United Kingdom did not allow them to be sentenced. They fought head and toe to make sure that these people, their children came out. I don't know why our own people, we ignore our own people wherever they have problems. Look at these very 16 people that they said they are already condemned to death. Then the Zulu government refused to step in to come and do things for them. But nevertheless, we don't wait for them. Director, as you said, that you're going to visit them again. And I'll be very, very happy if you do, as you said, because you're a great man. You are the one that is doing it. You have been chosen by God, and you are doing the great job of God, the great job that God has sent you to do. I am telling you, and even telling those that are in that very problem, to remain steadfast and always pray to God that they are going to come out in that very problem that they are. Zoo is not a place to stay. We cannot stay in that zoo. Whether they like it or not, we have already taken ourselves away from that zoo. We cannot be with them. There's nothing that concerns with them. I thank you so much. I thank you for everything that you are doing and continue moving forward. Thank you so much, Director, and may Chukwuebiamah continue to bless you.
Thank you very much, brother. He said, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, please give us your name and where you're calling us from.
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from, please? Your name and where you are.
Good morning, Namdi.
Good morning, my dear brother.
My name is Chijoke Charles from Switzerland.
Chijoke Charles from Switzerland. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Last time I called.
Yes.
You asked me to, if I don't have any family here, I have formed one. I have to form one.
Yes. Yes.
So now we are in Delemon. We have formed one family, the Afra family in Delemon.
Delemon Switzerland. Is in Switzerland. Delemon. How do you spell that? How do you spell it?
D-E-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
M-O-N-T.
Okay. Why can't you pronounce it in French? Can you pronounce it in French?
Yeah, that is the spelling in French.
I know, it's the spelling in French. You pronounced it in English. Can you pronounce it in French?
It's still in the same meaning.
I know. The spelling is in English or French. It is the same spelling. But the pronunciation is different. Because when you said Delemont, I thought it was a place in America. What is the French pronunciation of Delemont?
I don't speak French well. I don't write it well. Also,
so, thank you, my brother. Please go ahead. I think it should be Delemont, isn't it?
Delemont. Yeah,
it's Delemont because silent. The T is silent. It's Delemont. Please go ahead.
Yeah, T is silent. Yes. Delemont. Mm. So we have come together as a family, Biafra family, indigenous people, Biafra in Delemont. So we are having our meeting every Sunday. Every Sunday, every week, we have a meeting. So I would like people who are around us in Delemon, Biben, Mutia, anybody who want to join us, should call this number so that we can give you direction.
Yes, go ahead.
0779-088-089.
Again?
077. Mm-hmm. 9088689.
And okay. Anyway, they will know. I know that the national for Switzerland is listening. So also is the European rep, Dosiem, who is domiciled in Switzerland. I hope they are listening as well. They should pick up this number and give you a call as quickly as possible to integrate you fully into the family of Biafrans in Switzerland. I know we have a very credible and formidable presence in Zurich. We are in Geneva. We are in Luzon. I have forgotten. There's another, not Luzon. I don't know what it is. There's another place we're very strong. And also we are now coming up in Bern. Is that correct? That's correct. In Bern.
And Olten.
And we are everywhere. Everywhere you go to, there are Biafrans coming and joining this very family because we preach the truth here. It may not sound very nice to people. We have not come to preach something that will make people very happy. We have come to tell you the truth. And sometimes the truth is very, very bitter. And you must swallow it in order for you to get better and to get well. And that getting well or better means the coming or the return of Biafra. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Charles Chigozie Chijoke. You have started a family in Delamore in Switzerland, and we are very grateful to welcome this very unique family into the fold worldwide of the indigenous people of Biafra. Wherever we are, that is what we answer to. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra. We have incidentally come to the end of our program this very morning. I do not know. Yes, a very good thing. We do no longer have anybody else on the line. We continue to do our work because Chukwu Abiama is God. Therefore, wherever you are, you must go out to propagate this very gospel. If there is no meeting near you, you start one with your wife and your children. If there is no Biafran family near you, please start one with yourself, your wife, and your children. The 3rd and the 4th of October is very, very pivotal, very, very strong. We must make sure that that very day we atone from 4 p.m. on the 3rd till 4 p.m. on the 4th. It is not uniform. We are starting from the Far East as we normally do. Those of them that start to see daylight before other people, they commence. And that way we'll go right across the world. Every national coordinator must make it a priority. Our atonement is very, very important. It is a priority and compulsory. We must participate. We must pray to the good Lord God in heaven for his mercy to abound in our lives. We must remind Chukwu Abiama of his promise that he made to us. He promised not us. And we have those verses in the scriptures to remind him of what he said. And Chukwu Abiama, once you hold him onto something he said, he must do it. That is why he's God and not man. Thank you very much for listening this very morning. We shall reconvene again 7 p.m. this very evening, depending on where you are. If you are in Indonesia, it is 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. In Malaysia, 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. The same thing right across the face of this very planet Earth. We have come to you today on a day we reported that following our visit to the prisons in Indonesia, the Zoo government decided, the Senate itself decided to hold a debate on it and said that they have abandoned those that they call Nigerians in the prison to die. But here we do not abandon our own kind. Onurube, one nabal also, it means we will not abandon you. We do not abandon our own. Here we do what is right and necessary before God in heaven and before man on this very earth. That is why this ceaseless propagation of this gospel to restore God's heritage, his kingdom upon the face of the earth, must continue unabated until we accomplish it. Unabated. People doubt our resolve. Some people are daft. You doubt our resolve, you must be insane. We don't stop. Never ever are we going to stop. Because we are formidable. We tell you that. Thank you very much this very morning for listening once again. We tell you that this Biafra we've talked about is our religion. Biafra is my religion. Biafra is my religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama, Ekekreligwe no wa Obasibinigwe, Abasimbong, as they will say in our cousin's language. It is means the same thing. Almighty, creator, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-seeing, master of the universe. Creation himself, the beginning and the end of everything. And we cannot praise him enough. That is why he will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families wherever you are. But more importantly, something that is infinitely more important than life itself is Biafra, God's own kingdom on the face of this very earth. Therefore, we ask Chukwu Abiama in his infinite mercy to please bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good morning from London.
victory.